This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastuna with the news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's first National General Convention concludes in Chitwan electing new leadership. RSP President Ravi Lami Chhane pledges responsible leadership after convention. National Human Rights Commission directs government to implement national and international commitments and ensure access to justice for torture victims. Department of Livestock Services deploys technical teams in Kathmandu Valley and surrounding areas to control bird flu. And U.S. launches airstrikes on Iran following cargo ship drone attack in Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The first National General Convention of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, held in Chitwan, concluded yesterday electing new leadership. As part of the convention, a second round of voting was held yesterday itself for the positions of Woman Vice President, General Secretary, two Open Joint General Secretaries and one Woman Joint General Secretary. Sobita Gautam elected as Woman Vice President. Likewise, Bipin Acharya was elected General Secretary, Asim Shah and Hari Dhakal were elected Open Joint General Secretaries and Nisha Dangi was elected Women's Joint General Secretary. Earlier, Ravi Lami Chhane had already been elected unopposed as party president, Balin Shah as senior leader and Dr. Swarnim Wagde as open vice president. Elections for the party's central committee members were held a day before the concluding day. The first National General Convention of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party began in Chitwan on Sunday, June 21st. Meanwhile, newly elected president of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lami Chhane, has said the party's first general convention has established it as a mature political force and provided it with a stronger legal and political identity. After taking the oath of office, he pleads to move forward responsibly and contribute to nation building. Acknowledging some technical and managerial shortcomings in organizing the convention, Lami Chhane said the party would learn from the experience and improve in the future. He also announced that the oath-taking ceremony for newly elected office bearers and central members will be held at the party's central office. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued a directive to the government to effectively implement national and international commitments and ensure access to justice for torture victims. In a press release issued yesterday by the Commission's assistant spokesperson Shambhavu Kafle, the government has been directed to ensure that torture victims have access to justice. The statement reads, "It seems necessary for the government of Nepal to make additional efforts to fulfill the country's national and international obligations by ensuring fair, independent and effective investigation of torture-related incidents." The Department of Livestock Services has been pursuing efforts to control bird flu by deploying technical teams in the Kathmandu Valley and surrounding areas. The department has increased monitoring by regularly testing samples through various laboratories. Dr. Umesh Dahal, the Director General of the department, said that since the risk of infection is higher in Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Lalitpur and Kavre, more priority has been given to disease control work in these districts. Dr. Dahal said that the infection that started 3 months ago has spread to 11 different districts. A meeting of the House of Representatives that was earlier scheduled for 11 a.m. today has been rescheduled for Sunday tomorrow. As per the revised schedule, the House of Representatives session will take place at 11 a.m. tomorrow, according to a notice issued yesterday by Federal Parliament's General Secretary Padma Prasad Pandey. Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal postponed the meeting in accordance with the House of Representatives regulations. A message received from the House of Representatives regarding the Appropriation Bill 2026 has been tabled in the National Assembly meeting yesterday. The Secretary of the National Assembly, Tul Bahadur Kadel, tabled that message in the meeting. Similarly, in the meeting, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal informed about the details of the letter regarding bill certification received from the President's office. Meanwhile, National Assembly lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government to various issues of public concern. During the 0 hour of the meeting, Krishna Bahadur Rokaya said safe housings have not been constructed yet in the rural settlements of Jajarkot and Rukum West districts hit by the earthquake in 2008 BS. He demanded that the government accelerate the housing construction process immediately. Similarly, Ghanasyam Rijal urged the government to create a smooth environment by immediately adjusting the price of petrol and diesel as development and construction activities have been affected due to the price hike of petroleum products. Similarly, Renu Chand demanded appropriate management of landless squatters and respect for human rights. The Ministry of Home Affairs has ordered law enforcement and local authorities to aggressively target illegal drug networks, calling for a decisive supply chain break to curb rising trafficking offences across the country. In an official message issued on the occasion of the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung stated that anti-drug initiatives must move beyond bureaucratic formalities to address a growing national security and public health crisis. Minister Gurung emphasized that drug trafficking and abuse is no longer just a social vice but a complex transnational organized crime that inflicts severe economic damage and undermines national security. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma has said the judiciary and the media are complementary institutions working to protect citizens' rights and ensure justice. Speaking at an interaction program between the judiciary and the media in Kathmandu on Friday, he stressed the need for both to uphold facts, accuracy and professional integrity. Speakers at the program highlighted the importance of public trust, timely access to court information and the need to curb misinformation and fake news particularly on social media and AI platforms. They also emphasized that quicker dissemination of court information would help reduce the spread of false news. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has conducted psychosocial health camps in different parts of the city, citing mental health as a growing public health concern. The camps organized by the KMC Health Department in collaboration with Happy Mind from June 13 to 22 provided psychosocial counseling to people aged 10 to 84 years. A total of 1,015 people, including women, men and sexual and gender minorities, received counseling. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States has carried out strikes on Iranian military targets after accusing Iran of violating a ceasefire by launching a drone attack on a commercial cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. According to the BBC, the U.S. military said it targeted missile and drone storage facilities and coastal radar sites in the response to Thursday's attack in which no casualties were reported. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps condemned these strikes, accusing the United States of breaching the ceasefire and warning that any further attacks would trigger a stronger response. Tehran also rejected Washington's justification for the operation. The incident has raised fresh concerns over security in the strategically important Strait of Hormuz, a key global oil shipping route. The latest exchange comes despite a recent U.S.-Iran agreement aimed at reducing tensions and ensuring the safe passage of commercial vessels through the waterway. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions as well as in the Madhes province and the Tarai of Kosi province today. Other Tarai areas will remain partly cloudy to mainly fair. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at a few places in Kosi and Madhes and at isolated places in the Tarai of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Light to moderate rainfall and snowfall are also expected at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions across the country. Meanwhile, heat wave conditions are likely to persist at a few places in the Tarai of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's first National General Convention concludes in Chitwan electing new leadership. RSP President Rabila Michhane pledges responsible leadership after convention. National Human Rights Commission directs government to implement national and international commitments and ensure access to justice for torture victims. Department of Livestock Services deploys technical teams in the Kathmandu Valley and surrounding areas to control bird flu. And U.S. launches airstrikes on Iran following cargo ship drone attack in Strait of Hormuz. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.